have chosen to read from Galatians chapter 5, chapter 5 and chapter 6, starting at verse 13 of chapter 5. So it's earlier in the chapter he's talking about how keeping the law isn't what makes us right with God. So I was reading this in my own personal devotions, but I thought it fit in with communion. So I'm going to start reading at verse 13 of Galatians 5. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Okay, so talking about this liberty that we're called to, the freedom from the law, but it's not freedom to do as we please. We're not under the obligation to keep the ceremonial law, but all these commandments regarding other people, says, could be summed up in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It talks about biting and devouring. So if we're doing these things, we're walking in the flesh, the lust of the flesh. It says, but if we walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because this flesh is lusting against the Spirit. It's warring against the Spirit, the Spirit against the flesh. It says, but if you be led of the Spirit, you don't know the law. So anyhow, some of these things that are listed here talks about adultery and fornication, and I was just reading some of these, but I think he's talking about, taking this from Adam Clark's concordance: adultery is the illicit connection with a married person, which also, of course, could be fornication. Fornication is a little bit more broad, between single or unmarried persons. Uncleanness, whatever is opposite to purity, probably meaning here unnatural practices like sodomy and bestiality. Lasciviousness, which is a word we don't use very much, says whatever is contrary to chastity and all lewdness. So that's not just, I mean, that covers quite a bit of background, I guess you'd say, the things that we can be doing. Idolatry, which is the worshiping of idols, and then witchcraft, it says. The word is actually, comes from the word, the root word, pharmacia, drug or poison, which is actually what was used in a lot of their witchcraft. I think, you know, there's a lot of that going on today, and I'm not just talking about, some people become addicted to pills, prescription pills and stuff. These are things that we want to stay away from. Hatred. Talks about these other words. Variance would be contentions, emulations or envies. Wrath, of course, is anger. Strife would be disputations, seditions, divisions into separate factions. Envying, murder, which, you know, Jesus said if we hate someone, we're a murderer. Revelings, of course, carousing, that kind of behavior. And it says that they that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, and temperance. There's no law against doing such things. So it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Then it goes on in the next chapter, and I think this is where the brotherly part comes in. If a person is overtaken in a fault, then he needs to be restored. And the idea of restoring is actually putting back into place as if you would have a broken bone or limb or something. You would want to do it gently. You don't want to just yank on somebody's broken arm to put it back in place. So it would be to restore gently, considering ourselves, it says, lest thou also be tempted. And so, in that way, we're bearing another's burdens. And this is what's fulfilling the law of Christ, is we help each other. But then also it says, let every man prove his own work. Even so, we do help each other, but ultimately we're responsible for our own actions and behavior. Because it says ultimately we don't look at other people, but we look at Christ. We can compare ourselves among ourselves, but that's not the ultimate standard. The ultimate standard is Christ. And it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So, you know, you can think of a farmer who plows the ground, sows the seed, weeds it, takes care of it, and harvests it. If at any point he gives up, he probably won't get the harvest that he is hoping for. So it says, not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So that's the challenge. Helping each other, making sure that our own lives are where we need to be. But ultimately, we're responsible for our own actions, but we should be good to all men, especially fellow believers. So let's pray. Lord,